Deputy Chief Financial Officer Mark Easton says only 14% of the Defense Department's budget is auditable.
And I'm in charge of what many people characterize as a faith-based initiative.
Easton says these days it takes a lot of faith to make good accounting a priority at defense. The agency is foreseeing budget cuts on one hand and the continuing costs of war on the other.
I can't tell you that everybody in the Department of Defense who is focused on buying ships and airplanes and MRAPs, the vehicles that we use to transport personnel in Afghanistan and protect them, might not see it that way, but I'm convinced that as we strengthen our business processes, it will pay us back.
Progress is slow, but it's coming. Overall, the Pentagon gets a rating of 2 out of 5 from Audit Advisory Committee Chairman Arnie Almonte.
You know, there's some work to be done. But we still have about 5 years to get there. But there's work to be done there, but I believe it is achievable.
Almonte says the new Secretary of Defense, Leon Panetta, has set the right tone about taking the audit seriously. But changing the agency's culture will take time. Again, Deputy CFO Mark Easton.
We do a great job of putting the president's budget together. Well documented, well justified. We need to work on how we execute that, and begin to take value in that process, value in controls, value in being able to have the financial information that we need at a time when we need it to support the mission.
Easton says people from financial managers down to support staff need and will get training.
To the extent that we have had several false starts, the false starts have occurred because we haven't been involving the right people. People that write contracts, people that receive material, people that do human resource efforts have to be engaged and understand what they need to do.
Easton and Almonte spoke to certified public accountants at a Washington conference. Government Accountability Office Director of Financial Management Assurance Asif Khan joined them on the panel. Khan praised the Army Corps of Engineers and a few smaller departments for being on track.
But the picture is different when we look at the services, the Army, the Navy, the Marine Corps, and the Air Force. The Marine Corps got a disclaimer in its first year SBR audit. It is now undergoing the fiscal year 2011 SBR audit, and it has to address numerous audit findings and several dozen recommendations.
Khan says they haven't been able to operate what he calls the building blocks of sound financial management, the technology known as enterprise reporting systems that would help them collect, analyze, and prepare data.
Our work has found there were slippages and there were problems in implementation. One of the main areas, one of the main problems that we found was requirements management, specifically because of inadequate user testing, which resulted in rework, additional time, and additional cost in implementing the ERPs.
That's key, because even though each division of the agency may know what they're spending on a daily basis, there's no easy way to collect all that data and put it in one financial statement. Advisory Committee Chairman Almonte says DOD is working on that, and there have been a few successes.
You look at center fielders in baseball that make these great shoestring catches. That may be great, but maybe they're playing out of position, and that's why they have to make those. So it's getting the process in place, and I see process improvement there, which is a wonderful thing.
Lots of people will be watching for more improvement. The House of Representatives has created a panel to oversee the agency's progress. Deputy CFO Easton says he'll be at the Capitol for oversight hearings nearly every week for the next 6 months.
And that will help change the culture. That will help get the word out. We just have to take advantage of it.
In Washington, I'm Emily Kopp, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.